Nelson, the team off a difficult road trip. You get two out of three to finish it up. What was the mindset of the team coming home after the six games away?
I think we were a little disappointed with the outcome of the six-game road trip. I mean, when you come home 2-4, it's not exactly what you set out to do. That being said, I think we learned some lessons, and we also, I mean, we got some big wins against some really good hockey clubs, so we're going to reset here with this week off and try and continue with some momentum here at home.
Pascal Vincent has said that, yes, these are big games coming up, but two things. The focus is on the process, not the end result. And the other part of it is the hockey club's been playing big games now since the holiday break. So is there a sense you're almost in this mode already?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we've been kind of focusing on within the room, is that we know what the stakes are and we know that we're trying to make a playoff push. So every little detail matters, whether that's in practice or in a game. We got to make sure that we're sharp with everything that we do.
But there is also a kind of a comfort level with it, right? Because you've been doing it for a couple of months already.
Yeah, in a sense, there is a comfort level. I mean, you don't want to get too casual when you're doing things, but when you've been doing it for a long period of time, it makes it a little easier to execute.
What about the fact you're back home now and the way things have gone the last dozen games at home with just one loss in regulation time? Does that provide a little bit of a confidence going in?
Yeah, that's the type of momentum here that we want to try and continue to keep going.
And as far as the team is concerned, they're always active in the community, always interested in giving back. You get a chance to continue to do that today with Stick to Reading. What does it mean to you to get a chance to go out in the community and encourage young people to be involved in reading?
It's awesome. Well, whenever we get the chance to go out into the community and to be able to give back, it's an awesome feeling, especially with this Stick to Reading initiative. I mean, with school being so important and with these kids kind of coming through the ranks and growing up, it's nice to be able to preach to them that make sure you focus on school first before a lot of other things.
And I know the players are guys who like to read too. A lot of them have downtime and they enjoy a good book from time to time. So it's a part of regular life, right? And that's just a school thing.
That's right. Yeah, even when you're done school, I mean, reading's a part of everyday living. So it's nice to be able to help kids kind of try and steer themselves right onto the right path.
How difficult is it to compartmentalize the game, though, to know that these games are also important against Rockford and Texas and just focusing on that next game?
Yeah, they're huge games with the stakes the way that they are and the standings the way that they are. Every point matters, and we know that. So it comes down to a matter of preparing the right way and just sticking to the game plan that we have set out.
In the AHL, obviously, injuries happen, so you lose your captain, Peter Sorokin, which your coach said for a few weeks at least. What does that do for the team mentally? I mean, obviously, you guys have that next man up mentality, but still, you lose a captain, a player like Peter, what does that do for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bump in the road. I mean, we have a lot of depth on defense where we're going to be able to pull our weight. But, I mean, that being said, that's not anything that you can control. It's really unfortunate to hear about Peter, and obviously we hope that he heals fast. But that being said, those are the cards that we've been dealt, so we got to play the way that we need to.